What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtual Stevie and Company. Now, let me tell you the type of foolishness I done went through this week, because it was just really useless that I even went through it. I was, I don't truly like to order offline, but I ordered offline because going downtown can be a bit much for me here in New York. So I order offline. Now, you guys, I was looking for a fuchsia hot pink, which is that's hot pink, sweatshirt. And, you know, I went in and Googled it in and put all my information in and just figured I was going to come up on a shirt. And there are several vendors who have fuchsia pink sweatshirts. So I'm looking at the color and I'm going through and I'm like, okay, cool. This is what's up. I am going to order this particular shirt. So I ordered the shirt from, let me see who I ordered it from. Because, of course, there's several ones online that you can order from. And I think this was Discount Mugs. Now, if you guys go online and you type in fuchsia pink sweatshirt, it's going to come up fuchsia pink. Now, mind you, that's what I thought I was getting. Now, I ordered this shirt and a young lady, she got in contact with me with customer assistance. And I was like, all right, cool. This is what's up. I told her to do a couple of mock-ups. Of course, I wasn't going to order the mock-ups because I want to do my own stuff. So I ordered a shirt. It came out to be roughly $10 with shipping and, you know, so forth. So the shirt was really cheap for a sample shirt. So, let me tell you, I was so excited about getting this shirt. I mean, excited, because I was like, yes, I'm going to put my letters on there, and I'm going to be able to boop, 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 you know, walk around with my shirt on with my letters on there as if I was in a sorority or something, you know, let it go, V. And so I decided, I said, you know what, I'm going to go out of town. Hopefully the shirt will be here before I go out of town, and I'll be able to wear my shirt when I go out of town. Well, little did I know, the shirt came Friday. Yes, it came yesterday. And I was just so excited. I came to walk through the hallway and I looked downstairs and I seen the package. I said, that's for me. That's for me. Just for me. Y'all, let me tell y'all, I opened up that package and what I thought was going to be a fuchsia pink sweatshirt by Gladden was not. It was a bubble gum pink shirt. Now, my neighbor just happened to be sitting at the table with me, who is very, you know, profound in the word, who was trying to calm me down because he already know I was about to nuck if I buck in this type of setting, because I'm like, no, this is not happening. This is not the shirt I ordered. So I went back online and I looked and I said, you know what? Okay, let me show him the shirt I ordered and see if he totally agrees with me. Well, I show him the shirt and he says, V, that's not the shirt that you ordered. I said, I know. And I'm sitting there looking like, now, maybe they made a mistake. Maybe they made a mistake and they put the wrong color shirt in there. It's not safe. Safety pink. I think that's the name of the shirt that's on discountmugs.com. Safety pink. Yeah, it's called safety pink. Now, what I got was a bubblegum pink. Now, this is the reason why I don't order online, because I go through this foolishness so many times. I mean, so many times. And let me tell y'all, it's just a piece of work. I felt like I had been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and led astray all at the same time, just like the election. I was sitting here waiting on my shirt like y'all was waiting on who was going to be president, and this is what I got. Now, we're not mad at who we got, because I'm pretty sure a lot of excited about the presidency and so forth, but anyways, I'm mad about my shirt. So they had the nerve to send me an email to ask me to send out a survey or write a review on my order. Oh, they shouldn't have done that. Oh, they shouldn't have done it, y'all. I was just so frustrated, because I was like, now, whoever worked logistics and whoever worked marketing, whoever is a IT person when it comes to displaying products online, know damn well that this shirt and the shirt I got is not the same color. Safety pink is bubblegum pink, and fuchsia pink ain't the right pink that you got online. Now, I was about to get stirred up, but of course, my neighbor was trying to pipe me down. He was trying to break me down like a fraction and said, you know what, V, maybe you're taking this a little too far. Maybe you are putting it in the wrong perspective, and, you know, maybe they made a mistake. I said, okay, since you want to go there, I asked my other neighbor to come in, to ask him to look at it just to see what he was going to say. And he says, well, you know what, Valencia, I do agree with you. That's not the same color that you got that's online. That's not the same thing. I said, thank you. Thank you. So that's another reason why I don't order online, because it's complicated. You know, I know many stores don't have certain products, and you know you can't go to that actual place to get what you want. No, I was really upset because not only that, they just threw the shirt in the bag. It wasn't in plastic. It wasn't sealed. It wasn't nothing. For all I know, somebody could have been coughing on the shirt or hawking on it. For all I know, it could have on the ground. They could have just threw it back in the bag and then zipped it on to me from Florida. I'm just adding this. I feel like if you're going to sell online to customers, you need to put the actual color of the product for the customer to know what they're getting. I'm still a little bit upset. I done piped down since Friday. It's Saturday night. I'm just saying. I just feel like that. I got bamboozled. I got hoodwinked. And I got led astray. I'm just saying, I can't sing, but I'm just putting that in there. So I'm just going from here on out, if I can't go to the distributor, if I can't go to the merchant or the person who has the merchandise that I'm looking for, I don't think I'm going to be able to order online. I mean, you guys who out there and, you know, shop media world has lost the customer, because if I ain't bought it off the street or in a personal store, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to order it again, because I feel like I got my feelings hurt when it comes to shopping. And that's not fair. It's just not fair. And I just don't shop online. Now, for y'all who do, kudos to you. You know what you're getting. You know what you want. It's probably word of mouth, but you know I'm a picky person. I'm looking for what I'm looking for. That's just how I get down. But anyways, well, this is your girl, Virtual Stevie, and company with a little bit of Fashionable Friday. I just want to let y'all get in on how I'm feeling, because I ain't feeling that. I'm just not going to do this with discountmugs.com. And yeah, I'm going to put them on blast. It is what it is. I'll holler at you later. Peace out.